Blog Talk Radio.
I just do not think we should be making speeches about politics and religion.
Dr. King was shot 8 miles from Graceland while I was out here singing to turtles. And all this, and all you can think about is how many sweaters I can sell.
I am a promoter. That is what I do.
And I'm Elvis Presley. That's what I do.
Well, Mr. Bindle has really gotten inside your head with all of his hippie friends. You actually think that you singing your old songs dressed in black leather, sweating, mumbling incoherently to the audience was a good show?
Colonel, I know when I've excited an audience.
That was not a real audience, my boy. There was a sign flashing applaud, telling them when to clap for you. Now, this entire jamboree is an embarrassment. You have embarrassed the sponsors, you have embarrassed yourself, you have embarrassed me. Now, you can sing whatever songs you and Mr. Bindle choose for 55 minutes, but at the end of the show, there will be a Christmas song. Or else we will be sued. No, you will be sued for breach of contract, because I will no longer be the promoter of your career. I will have to leave you. We'll see you in the morning, Mr. President. Oh, and as I recall, Dr. King said rock and roll music contributed to juvenile delinquency.
Set for the number tomorrow, right, E.P.? It's pretty familiar territory, right?
Everyone told me. When things are too dangerous to say, sing.
All right. For some reason, the soundboard got goofy, and we got disconnected, and then it got locked up there for a minute. So, sorry about that, and I started playing some Elvis. That was okay, though, but it got goofy, but Anyway, we are back. Paula was talking, man. And before all this went crazy haywire shit. Anyway, Paula, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
As you and I, with the sixth sense, I have had a little, you know, little tiny interesting story about Jerry Lee Lewis. I access the internet on my phone, and I have Google, and I have stories that come up over and over and over again on Google, and you can go click on them and see what's going on. Well, the day before Jerry Lewis died, Jerry Lee Lewis died, an article came up about him, talking about how old he was and his life, and showed a picture of him, you know, with his arm around his 13-year-old cousin bride. And my thought was, you know, I thought he had died already.
I know, me too. I ain't gonna lie, but I thought he did too.
And the next day, it popped up on Google again that he had indeed died. And I'm thinking, oh, damn. I'm thinking, oh my God. It's kind of like I predicted he died. And then he died.
Yeah.
And I'm like isn't it funny the way that shit happens?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hit me in a kind of profound way. It's like, I just saw this article yesterday about his age and his life and his marriages, multiple marriages, including his first one to his 13-year-old cousin, which would have made him a pedophile. And the next day, he's gone. I mean, it was a strong thought. Like, Jerry, do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I understand. Yep.
It's like, I see the article, didn't he die already? And then the next day I see the article and he died. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, that's pretty wicked stuff.
I just didn't know it was going to happen within 24 hours after I thought that. You know what I mean? I mean,
oh yeah.
It was that gut feeling. That gut feeling that I all but predicted it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Weird.
Yeah, that is it's pretty interesting. It really is.
you know, we intuitives, we sometimes we don't know what the fuck we're doing when we're doing it.
Oh yeah. The here's something that's funny. This so I was reading some emails all right, so we have a guy by the name of this guy is named John. And John says, what do you think about Elon Musk, who now owns Twitter? He actually deleted the tweet that was telling that Hillary Clinton told the Hillary Clinton that Pelosi's attack may have been gay encounters. So he apparently wants to get rid of all of the truth of what's happening in the Twitter world, and it needs to be said, this guy was actually a homeless guy who lived in a camper right not too far from Paul Pelosi. Actually, Paul Pelosi was a homosexual who hired this man for profit and helping him, as he is a hemp jewelry maker. He was actually paying this man to be his prostitute for money. So what is the truth, and why are you not exposing this, Paula and Jerry? There you go.
Okay. I'm looking up something. Hang on. I'm still pulling it up. I'm still going through it. Hang on. Okay. Do you know Nancy Pelosi has she has 5 children.
Wow. You go, Nancy Pelosi.
And you know they're all by Paul Pelosi.
Wow.
Of course, there have been people out there. I have gay friends that have children, from marriages, heterosexual marriages in the past. I'm going to say that. But do you know how fucked up you have to be to say that an Italian Catholic man who has 5 children by one of the most powerful women in the country has gay lovers? Okay, we already covered this. Okay? We already covered this. Okay, so I'm going to repeat it. Okay? This is a conspiracy theory. You know, the bullshit news online is that there was a third man in the house when Paul Pelosi got attacked. So you're going to tell me 3-way gay sexual affair going on in a house with an 82-year-old man who probably can't get an erection anymore, who was beat over the head with a hammer while the police were watching him. By the way, I don't know if people know this, but they caught him. They burst in the room while this guy started to hit Paul Pelosi over the head and tackled him.
Oh, wow.
So you're going to caught him. They actually just missed Paul Pelosi getting hit. They were actually in the room when this idiot hit him on the head. But,
yeah.
You know, it happened within split seconds. You know, he was ready to beat him over the head when the police burst in the room. And he was in the process of doing it. Paul Pelosi would have died had the police not been there. He got hit once in the head, had successful surgery to repair the fracture in his skull. But had the police not been there, this guy would have hammered him over and over and over again. So you're going to tell me that this 82-year-old man, who obviously can't get an erection anymore, was in a three-way gay relationship with his attacker and some kind of phantom third person that the police say doesn't exist. Okay? That's your answer.
So, this is funny because, another guy, his name is Michael wrote in pertaining to something about the same, well, not the same thing the guy just said, but it was pertaining to Paul Pelosi. And he says that he says, "Dear Paula and Jerry, I listen to your show. And so I wanted to make a comment. The comment I need to make is pertaining to Paul Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. The one thing that I noticed is that the Democrats are trying to make this whole thing about Paul Pelosi linked to January 6 riots. And what I mean by this is that they were saying on MSNBC, which is very liberal, by the way, where the assault occurred, according to the source, that they say that Mr. Pelosi was in their home and that the person was trying to look for Nancy Pelosi, saying, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" And even one MSNBC host said, adding, "That's what the intruders were going through and saying in the hallways on January 6th. They were shouting, 'Nancy, Nancy.'" So it's the same thing.
Yep.
They're trying to tie in that January 6th to this guy and the riots, when it has nothing to do with the same. There you go.
Okay. What the fuck? What the fuck? Telling me that the same idiots that Trump and his minions, his satanic minions, have said over and over and over again, including Marjorie Taylor Greene the night before January 6th, saying that Nancy Pelosi has committed treason and needs to die. Those were her words. Even though it's not true. It's not true. Okay? She's doing her job. She is next to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. She is the next in line to the White House. So if something were to happen to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, guess what? Nancy Pelosi would be president. So you're telling me that the same people that have been lied to and been misinformed about doing their jobs, saving democracy, doing what's normal according to the Constitution, isn't all the same. This guy was brainwashed that attacked her husband. He thought the same lies that the 1,000 people that attacked the Capitol on January 6th the same way of. He thought the election had been stolen, that Nancy Pelosi was the enemy, and that she deserved to die. And you're telling me that's not equal? What the fuck ever?
It sounds exactly like the same. I mean, you can't tell me, right? Like Paula just said, these people are exactly the same fucking people. They're all tied to the same thing, the same cult that's tied to the leader of the cult, Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's all the same. You know, two different situations, same ideology. I can never say that word. Ideology. Same mindset. Same everything. Yeah, it's all the same. Just two different situations.
So we have one here. Her name is Crystal, who wrote and said she lives in Florida, and she listens to the show, and she is a diehard Republican, and she wanted to ask your opinion on how you feel, and she's directing this to you, Paula, because she says, Paula, how do you feel about how women's rights are being taken advantage of as far as abortions, because honestly, don't you agree that abortions should be illegal because children have rights to live? And she wants to know what you feel or why you feel as a liberal that you should kill a child.
Bitch. You're talking to a rape survivor. Okay, so, you know, this always kills me. This always kills me. Okay, let me. Okay, the current lie is that quote, Democrats, liberals, believe in abortion up until birth. Are you fucking crazy? Okay. Okay. You've lost all common sense. I mean, common sense. If you think that anybody thinks that it's okay to kill a baby at birth. Once again, doctors take an oath, the Hippocratic Oath, which is an oath to heal, not kill. Okay, there is a, there are all kinds of stories out there, but the one that is out there on the web that is really current is about, and this is a sensitive subject, so let me preface that. There is a woman in Louisiana that has told her story from August where abortion has been banned. Her and her husband were happy that she was pregnant. They were looking forward to the birth of their daughter. And then they went in for a sonogram and found out that the fetus of their daughter had no skull. And that the this is sensitive. Just clear why abortion should be legal. They found out not only did this fetus not have a skull, but her brain was liquefied and dripping down her spinal cord. And not only was her brain liquefied, dripping down her spinal cord, but that spinal cord has severe scoliosis. Now, people, I have scoliosis. I live in pain every day of my life because of scoliosis. It's a twisted spinal cord so bad that it causes muscle spasms and severe pain because it pinches nerves. But this fetus had scoliosis so bad forward into the fetus heart. Not only that, but it was shown on sonogram that the fetus had severely deformed feet. So this child, the fetus, was severely deformed. A much wanted, much already loved, they wanted this baby, was severely deformed, but it was in pain inside the uterus. And yet, because that female fetus, still had a heartbeat, those parents were unable to seek an abortion in Louisiana where they lived.
So the baby had to be born, basically tortured?
Yes. According to Louisiana law, the mother was expected to carry out the pregnancy till birth, where it would die upon birth. So they had to get on a plane and fly 400 miles, I believe it was to Kansas, where the mother could get an abortion. And send that little soul back to God where it can be recreated again into a human being. Imagine. Just imagine putting yourself in the place of that mother and father, knowing how severely deformed that fetus was, and not being able to rid your body of it. And this is something as an intuitive I know. Okay? I know that souls go on. Reincarnation? Yes, I believe in it. It's not the physical body that is of concern in this situation. It is the soul that is in consideration. And I know this because as a person with deformities that I probably came close to not being boring. You know, there are women out there that have partial miscarriages. In other words, the fetus within the mother dies. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
It got quiet for a second. The fetus within the mother dies. And yet her body can expel it. What do you think happens to the mother of a fetus that is dead and necrophies within her body? She can't expel it.
Man.
Necrophiles. That means dies. It rots. Okay. So let's get real here. What if you swallowed a piece of rotten meat in your stomach and it won't come out? You can die.
Yeah.
A dead fetus is equal to a piece of rotten meat. I mean, I'm blunt and I'm honest, and let's get real here.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is. Oh my God!
Mother,
when you think of that perspective, it just blows your mind.
Yeah, I mean, the fetus dies; it's going to turn into a piece of rotten meat, and in the process, it's going to rot the tissue around it, which belongs to the mother. So, in that instance, who are you going to advocate for? The piece of rotten meat in her? The dead fetus inside of her? Or the mother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I put it in such vivid visual context, but it needs to be said.
It does, because people don't understand. Unless you have a visualization of it, and here's something that you have here, Paula, that somebody, and this has to be, so there's a guy that emailed us. He didn't give a name, but he just says here's what he says, and then I'll tell you put it as far as the title. But it says that I know Paula very well. This is what he says. I know Paula very well. I have been following her all the time on Twitter. And he says, anybody that will listen to this woman has a lot of issues. She is not telling you the truth. She only tells you what her beliefs are, as far as her opinions, not the facts. Also, as I have been following her on Twitter, I have always commented on her posts, and I will tell you, after listening to her now with a voice, I realize she has to be a miserable old woman, that she is just plain evil on what she says about every person out here. Maybe if she was to have some kind of heart or soul, she could really find some man in her life. Maybe that's where she went wrong, that she never found a man. Or maybe, I don't know, the man probably left her because of how or who she is. Paula, here's the end of it. Paula, I will always be following you on Twitter. And I will always see how you are.
Well, guess who that is?
Yeah, it's your buddy.
It's my buddy Ben. Or whatever the fuck.
I know, that's
name
who
is.
It is.
It's
well, that's the thing. It has to be Ben. It has to be. Because, you know, he follows you on Twitter and, you know, he didn't give a name. You know, he just put in the headline of it or the markings of it. It just says Twitter. When you look at the email address it comes from, it just says unknown person. So obviously he blocked it so you could not find him. And therefore, it's just, there's no way getting, you know, it's so he, or, and I believe it's him, that is he's trying to get into the show, and he's trying to tell about how bad Paula is, and,
well,
you know, he's a troll.
He's trying to trigger me, and, you know, I'm not triggered, you know. This was the thing with Ben. I allowed a troll into my life. We allowed him on the show a few times. And then come to find out that Ben is nothing but, you know, what I said, a troll. You know, I made a mistake. So, you know, when we figured it out, we blocked him. And, you know, but trolls have the ability to switch out their SIM cards and go on as other names. That's why we blocked you, Ben, if you're listening. That's why we blocked you. Because we figured out you were a fucking troll.
You're a troll,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. You're a troll, eh? In Canada, wherever the fuck you are. You know, as far as why I can't find a man, I don't want a fucking man in my life. I'm 69 years old. I can get myself an orgasm if I want to. You know, I can be
happy. How did this person know that you weren't looking for a man? Maybe you were looking for a woman. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, exactly. Because
you know?
He knew me well enough to know that I was heterosexual. He knows me well enough to know this. So, you know, I'm getting a kick out of this because
this guy's an idiot. I'll just let everybody know he's just this guy's a real true idiot.
Okay, so again, that's why we fucking blocked you. It's for this bullshit. That's why we blocked you because we finally figured it out.
Yeah. So, Ben, I know that you tried to get in through the show, but it didn't work too well for you because it just blew back up in your face. I mean, this is as bad as the Republicans trying to do their immigrant to nowhere fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
It blew up in your face.
So, you know,
and he's
going to
be a Republican.
Okay, yeah, but let me say this. He came on the on Twitter, he would agree with me. He would post, negative thoughts about MAGA and the Republicans and personally me and go along with all this shit. And then when he came on the show, when we allowed him to speak on the show, he would downplay MAGA and the Republicans.
Yeah, you noticed that too. That's what he was doing.
You called yourself out.
Yeah, we figured it out really quick because you were agreeing with the fucking MAGA people that were calling in. He was agreeing with them. We knew right away that he was fucked up.
Right. You called yourself out by the words you spoke on the show. I hope you're fucking listening. That's why you were blocked. So
I hope that whoever's paying him, by the way, Paula, is asking for a refund.
Yeah.
Because he sucks at trying to troll.
You know what I asked people on Facebook, and I can get away with it because it's not against the rules. You know what I ask? When I see crap, when I see bullshit crap, I'm going to ask Ben the same thing. If you call them a troll on Facebook, you can get blocked. Okay? So what you do is you ask them how many rubles they're getting paid for this crap.
Yeah.
And you don't get blocked for asking that because it's obvious what you mean. I've asked it multiple times to trolls and never been blocked. How many rubles do you get paid for this crap?
There was an email here. It was really nice because it was actually a positive one. There are positive ones in here, by the way, everybody. But this one was from a girl by the name of Alicia. And Alicia says that she listens to the show, has been listening to it for about a year and a half now. And she says that she loved the show because that we don't take any shit from people, especially the mega idiots that are out there. And she says that, honestly, if they don't realize by now that they're going to lose in the midterms and they think that Donald Trump's going to be the president, then they are so fucking, she says, stuck with their heads up their ass that they can't even see straight. And it's all muffled by shit in their face. So please keep doing the show, both of you. And continue doing the show because you both have all the information that needs to be said. And when anybody goes to vote, vote for a Democrat because Republicans are about to do something really crazy if they are elected in the midterms. And if you want to be off Social Security, go for it. Vote for the Republicans. Because they are about to take away your Social Security. And if you don't believe me, she says, then look it up because they want to do it. And as far as Jerry and Paula, please keep up the show and please keep us informed because I always jump on as soon as I see that there's a reminder that there's a show scheduled. So I will always keep you guys in my heart and I support you. If there was a donation page, I would donate money just to keep you guys on the air.
Aw, that's sweet. Well, you know, I can't. It's like It's like I say sometimes on Facebook. I can't say here. I'm a political podcast co-host. I can't say here what I want to say, but I can say anything I want on the podcast. And, you know, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you. It's very kind, very sweet. And, you know, the trolls and the maggots, the trolls and the maggots don't want to hear the raw truth. They don't want to hear the raw truth, which we provide for them. You know. So, you know.
Exactly.
So,
you said it perfectly. Perfectly. And that's the whole thing about it, guys. Yeah, we thank you for your support. And maybe one day we'll come up with that, maybe a donation page to keep the show going. It does cost to do blog talk, I'll let you guys know. So.
Yeah, just so you're aware, we do not make any money for this show. We have for it. No. Jerry does. But he doesn't
We're
have
not.
The goodness of his heart for democracy, for...
for America.
Hey, thank you. Yes. For America.
I mean, that's why I do it.
That's why we do this show. So we don't make money for this show. We pay for this show. Or Jerry pays for this show. And he allows
part of it. I love to have Paula being able to go after these fucking mega idiots. I love it. I find it very entertaining because they're so fucking dumb that they have no fucking brain cells, that they can't even argue with the facts with anybody, with Paula. Honestly, they can't. All they can do is go, they can Joe Biden sucks. He sucks. You can't, blah, blah. And they can't even argue why he sucks. Why do you think he sucks? Well, I don't know. He sucks. You know. They cannot fucking argue anything. They're that damn dumb. And if anybody...
Oh, gosh. Something wrong here.
Exactly. Was that a Trump supporter? Are you on the line, Trump supporter?
Oh, gosh. Something wrong here.
I like Donald Trump because I have to pay him money so he can pay for the airplane he just bought.
I know. I gave him some money. He said, I'm going to build a wall. Where's my fucking wall? I got my AR-15 in my hand and a fucking big Slurpee in the other.
You know, he just bought an airplane. And on the side, it says Trump Force One. And, you know, he begged for money. He begged for money through emails. And Trump's, Truth Social, so he could pay for that damn fucking airplane that you people were stupid enough to pay for. Ben?
Duh.
Ben, we figured you out. Fuck you. That's why you were blocked.
Goodbye, Ben. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you know that?
I wish I could do the Siri voice.
The what?
I do not understand you. Can you repeat what you said?
Yes, you should do it. I can do the movie phone guy. Thank you for calling movie phone. If you would like to talk to our Trump supporter, press 1 now. If you would like to find out if that Trump supporter is an idiot, press 2 now. Or how about press 3 if you figure that they're all fucking idiots and saying, fuck you, MAGA. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I snorted. Oh.
In a world where Trump supporters are all idiots, one man is above the rest.
Jerry, I got to tell you, I've been watching videos from this woman. She does short videos, and she has the perfect Siri voice, and she fucks with spammers.
I think it's funny, man.
Oh, I wish I could do that. She got the perfect Siri voice.
Oh.
Like while she's on the phone with the spammer, she'll go, "I'm sorry, I do not understand you. Can you repeat your question?" And then the spammer will repeat their question, and she'll go, you know, they'll say, put in your social security number. And she'll go, she'll put in some fake number. And then the spammer will start catching onto it and go, is that Siri? Please turn off Siri. And Siri will go, she'll say in her Siri voice, I'm sorry, I do not understand you.
Oh, my God. That's funny shit, man. I, you know.
I have to send them to you. She's great. Oh, my God. She sounds just like Siri.
Hey, here's something funny. So one of your big fans, her name is Katrina. She says, I'm a big fan of Paula. I love her because she's a really nice woman that speaks above for the rest of women. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I got mumbled up on my words here. She says that she enjoys the show and really respects you being a female on a podcast, because a lot of times you don't hear females in politics. It's always about the fucking men. If there are more women out here, she says, this would actually be there would be better podcasts out here. But at least there is a true podcast about the truth. She says, Paula, I want to ask you a question. What are you going to be for Halloween? Are you dressing up? She wants to know.
Honey, I hate to disappoint you, but I turn off my porch light, and I don't do Halloween anymore. I'm too fucking old. However, I'm an ex-biker chick, okay? So I'm into the school culture. So I have tons of clothing, shirts, leggings, jackets with skulls on them. So, but I don't do Halloween. I'm sorry.
Well, Miss Paula, we're at the end of the show. If you want to end up the show, I'll let you do that.
Okay. This has been a great show. May I say?
Yeah. It's
been a great show. I love it. So thank you for everyone for listening. Even you, Ben. Whatever the fuck your name is, really is.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Valdemar.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for writing in. And occasionally when you have the fucking nerve to call us, if you don't want to be jumped on by yours truly, we appreciate
yeah.
you. We appreciate you. And we appreciate your... We even appreciate your lying-ass emails with propaganda and conspiracy theories because you give us the opportunity to debunk your fucked-up lying shit that you've been brainwashed into. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You give us a chance
yep.
to give truth. So thank you for that. So with that being said, I want to thank you, everyone. Have a great week. If you have something else important to break into this week, as Jerry always says, and he can say it again, we will see you next weekend. Find peace within your heart. Assalamu alaikum. That is Arabic for peace be with you. Good night, everybody. Take care.
All right. And with that said, we're going to thank Paula and thank you guys for being great listeners and great supporters of the show. Today is officially Halloween in a lot of places, so be careful if you're going to go out and trick-or-treat with your children. Remember to be safe. Always remember to wear reflective gear or using lights or lit-up pumpkins. They got these little lanterns you can use. But somewhere on the child, please have some kind of light on them. And on yourself, because, you know, when you're walking out and about out there, you know, somebody may be driving and you don't want them to hit the child or hit you because it could be a bad situation. You don't want to have a bad Halloween night. In a lot of states, they're going to see a lot of rain over the weekend or tomorrow, and it's going to get cold in some states. I know in Ohio and some other states like that, it's going to be raining for Halloween. It's going to be cold. So remember to check your weather forecast. Make sure you take a jacket with you. Make sure you have a jacket for the kiddies. And remember to check your candy after you're done trick-or-treating, as it always has been, right? Mama taught you that? Well, we're going to tell you the same thing. There is people out there that are putting stuff in candy. There has been a news report that's been kind of circulating out there that people are putting fentanyl, that drug. And they're making these like little trick-or-treat candies that look like Smarties. Okay, so you got to watch out for that. So whatever you do, they look like Sweet Tarts or Smarties, and you just want to keep an eye on that kind of stuff and just check the candy, make sure the children are okay. That's what it's all about. Having a good time, being creative with those costumes, but in all retrospect, remember safety first. And also, remember, election time is coming up next week. You really need to focus on voting for Democrats instead of Republicans, because there are so many issues where the Republicans are about to try to put a lot of stuff on the chopping block. Some of the things that are going on the chopping block immediately when they're reelected in their seats is, number one, abortions is going on the chopping block immediately. Also, Social Security. They are planning to do a government shutdown immediately if reelected or elected in their seats. Also, not only that they're going to do that, but they're going to take away a lot of they're going to be taking away a lot of programs, trying to take money back to the Republican side, basically. So please keep this in mind and understand that there is some serious shit about to happen if the Republicans are reelected in the midterms. Go out, do your duty as a civilian, vote, 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 vote blue. Get those Republicans out of there, because the only way you're going to stop them is to vote for a Democrat. That's the only way. If you believe that a woman should have the right over her own body from abortions, that it should be between the woman, the doctor, and God, then vote for a Democrat. If you believe that it's a politician that should tell a woman what to do, or a man, then vote for a Republican. So just that's how easy it is. Look at all the issues, look at everything, reread it, read it again, and understand, do you really want Donald Trump to take over the Congress? Do you want Donald Trump to be let go from January 6th committee? Because they will annul the committee if they're reelected. It's going to happen. This is what will happen. Donald Trump will be set free. All these rioters who committed domestic terrorist attack upon our nation will be set free. And then they will try to push for their presidency in 2024. So with that said, go out, vote blue, get rid of the Republicans. The only way you're going to stop them is to vote for a Democrat. All right, everybody. We're going to end up the show. I want to tell everybody, have a good night. Be safe. We love you. We love each and every one of our listeners. We've had over 560,000 listeners tonight. So thank you for tuning in. We love you. We love everything that you guys do for us and supporting us. That's the main thing. You know, we really, truly do care about each and every one of you. Even if you're a Republican mega fucking idiot, you know, we do pray for you that you will actually get, you know, some kind of brain and learn to grow up. All right. With that said, I don't have to say nothing else. By the way, we may be here on election night doing a live broadcast to see what happens. Hint, Paula, I know you're on the other line, but we may be doing a show on that day. So just heads up on that, guys. All right, with that said, have a good night, everybody. We love you. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, you ain't nothing but a dog.
When you be crying out when I'm cross-headed, I don't think you gon' make it. Do not let me start raging, I'm losing my patience. This ain't staying in Vegas. There's more sides to the story, I'ma tell everybody. Had your ass sitting courtside with your arm around me. Had your ass sitting first class, your burnt ass out in Abu Dhabi. Could've been what we should've been, but you lost the bet, now you gotta find me. Find a seat, I ain't playing this hide and seek. High school where you finally peak, hound dog come find a treat. I'm a bad bitch, but dog. You want it, I get it. You needed someone that could prove you wrong, so I reckon you leave all of your problems at the door to my city. You gon' need to tell my brothers where you from, and I admit it. I still got empathy, and you gon' feel it for 2 weeks, and I believe you in them streets. And keep my meaning discreet, keep the cleaning. My G's been put that Yeezy in your teeth. Let my G's off they leashes if you even think to speak. I'ma give a whole new meaning when you said you live in a dream. We could keep that sleeping, you gon' live it all your G's. Count them cheese. Come by ZZZZZZRIP. Dog, play it, I get it. Frog, play it, I get it. You ain't the man, you ain't the man. You ain't nothing but a dog, play it, I get it. Frog.
running fast along the sand. A spirit born of earth and love.
Yeah.